Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send us an email to kevin at friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my longtime friend Jack Wang from Longhorn Financial with us. As always, please remember Jack's joining the show for informational purposes. Should not be construed as financial advice. As always, seek a qualified financial person before you make any decisions in your life. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. It's always great to be on.
So I want to talk a little bit about retirement today, Jack. So first question coming up is people often ask about savings for retirement, and I find that sometimes they confuse the vehicles, if you will. You know, so what's the difference between a Roth and a regular 401k? Can you kind of explain the difference so people understand them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get this a lot. So first and foremost, a 401k is a workplace retirement plan, right? Something that's offered through your employer. In the for-profit world, it's 401ks. In the nonprofit world or the government sector world, it could be 403bs or even 457s. But there usually are two choices, at least this day and age, there's usually two choices. And that is, like you said, the Roth version versus a traditional version. It really comes down to when you want to pay the tax. So the regular traditional version is whatever contributions you make out of your paycheck, you get, it's what's called pre-tax money. So the earnings, you know, your income is deducted before the income tax on your paycheck is calculated. So that means that today you pay less in taxes in exchange for paying taxes down the road when you take the money out in retirement, presumably. The Roth is exactly the opposite, is you are choosing to pay the income taxes on those earnings that you put into the account today, but in exchange for, under, you know, certain conditions, but in exchange for in retirement, when you take the money out, it is completely tax-free. So beyond that, there's really no other difference between a Roth and a traditional 401k. It simply comes down to when you want to pay the taxes, today or down the road.
But see, that's one of the challenges, you know, people in our generation, you know, I remember my corporate days, you know, I didn't have any dependents. So start to make some decent money, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm getting killed on taxes. So you look at the 401k option, like, okay, I can put money in this 401k and defer those taxes, emphasis on the word defer, but we just kind of blindly believe that we're going to make less money in retirement, so our tax rate will be lower, although we have no idea if tax rates are going to change, and we go and make this probably uneducated guess in our 20s, that's not always the best idea, right?
Right, and this is really kind of a pet peeve of mine. You're absolutely right. We don't know what taxes are going to do in the future. I mean, I certainly have my guesses, as I'm sure you do as well, and so does in everybody. But one of the things, and you hear this a lot in the press, on the internet, whatever, and I hear this myself from the supposed experts, that, you know, they say, well, if your tax rate's going to be lower in retirement because you're living on less money, right, because you're not commuting to work or getting dry cleaning done or whatever, then your tax rate's going to be lower. And I say that that really kind of misses the mark. And what I mean by that is simply this, right? If you put money into a traditional IRA today, you save taxes on the principal amount, on the money you put in. So let's just suppose, hypothetically, you're putting in $100 a paycheck, and let's say your tax rate is 20%. So today, by contributing that $100 to the retirement account, you save $20 in taxes, which is a good thing. And I like getting my tax refund as well. However, when you take the money out, the thing that everybody misses about this discussion is when you take the money out, you are taxed on the principal, the original $100 you put in our example, but also the earnings. And so if your $100 grows to $200, $300, $150, whatever that number is, okay, the tax rate, so let's just suppose that the tax rate stayed the same at 20%, but your $100 turned into $200. Well, you're, when you take it out, you're going to pay 20% of that, of the principal, your original $100, plus the extra $100 in earnings, in our example, right? So 20% of $200 is $40. So, yeah, you save $20 today to pay $40 down the road. That's not always a good deal. The other thing also is even because even if tax rates are lower, right, like you and I were sort of often taught, right, back in your corporate days and back in my corporate days, you got to remember that whatever that lower tax rate is, it's still calculated on the principal that you put in and the earnings, whatever you earn and whatever you're taking out at that time, right? So again, in our example, $100 today, 20% tax rate, $20, save $20. It grows to 200 down the road. Your tax rate would have to go from 20% down to 10% because 10% of 200 is $20 for the taxes to be even the same. So basically your tax rate would have to get cut in half for that deal to work out on a break-even basis. It would have to get cut by more than half. It actually have to go under 10% of a tax rate to sort of work out like what most people think. So, this is very confusing for a lot of people. They think, well, percentages, well, 20 is more than 10 or 30 is more than 20. And I get that, but the calculation is fundamentally different. And so, whether or not your tax rate is going to be lower in retirement, that's anyone's guess, but saving in a traditional IRA isn't always the best case because you still might end up paying more in tax dollars.
So, Jack, let's talk about the difference between a 401k and an IRA. Because, again, people use these interchangeably because they're both retirement accounts, but there are differences. What are some of the major ones?
Yeah, so some of the major differences between 401ks and IRAs. IRAs, obviously, are retirement accounts, but they're individually owned, right? That's the I in the IRA, as opposed to a workplace plan, the 401k or 403b, like we talked about. So a couple examples. So, for example, if you get into retirement age, if you are still working for your employer and you're contributing to the 401k, even if you're after the age 70 and a half, but if you're still working, you can still contribute to a 401k. But after the age of 70 and a half, you have to take out required minimum distributions out of an IRA, right, whether you're still working or not. There's also differences in terms of the penalty exception. So sometimes people hear like, well, I can take money out of my retirement account for this thing and I'll have to pay the tax, but I won't have to pay the penalty. Well, that's true, but the list of penalty exemptions are different for 401ks and IRAs. So for example, you want to take money out to pay for your or your kids' higher education expenses. That's an exception for IRAs, but not 401ks. You want to take money out to use as a down payment as a first-time home buyer. Again, exception for IRAs, but not 401k. So you want to, you know, if you want to take money out for those purposes, you do want to be kind of careful about which one's which. And then lastly, the other major thing is the age at which some of those penalties go away. So for most people are familiar or have heard of the age 59 and a half rule. If you're over 59 and a half, you take money out of a retirement account, there's no penalty. That's true. But 401ks or workplace plans, they have this separate rule where if you leave the company for whatever reason, age 55 or later, okay, you can take money out of that company plan without penalty. But that rule applies only to 401ks, not IRAs. So there are a number of key differences where people do want to be careful about if they plan on taking money out.
So, Jack, you know, like I said, what we've done, we've done. But let's talk about people entering the workforce right now. Again, you know, the advice us old people give them is, you know, get involved in that 401k, son, especially if there's a match. You know, if there's that 50% match, that's a 50% return on your money. You should put as much into there as you can. Maybe we're not giving them the best advice.
Yeah, you know, the general rule of thumb is you always want to take a match, right? So it's free money by the company, so take the match. However, it's not always the best thing. And I know people who are younger, earlier in their careers, they max out the 401k. Yes, they're saving for retirement, but because of that, they're not able to save for other things. And unfortunately, using a 401k account to save for a car purchase or vacation or all the things you're going to do in life between now and retirement, right? 401k is not the best way to save for it. So yes, I would say always take the match if you can, but you have to remember that you need other savings for your other life goals that'll happen before you hit retirement age, right? 401ks and IRAs are meant for retirement, not to save for that cruise vacation you want to go on next year.
So, Jack, how about if you have a 401k, when should you consider maybe making it a Roth instead?
Yeah, you know, if people have that option at work, they can contribute to a Roth 401k. It really depends on their own personal tax situation, of course, how close they are to their retirement, what other money they have. But I'll give you a reason to do it in general. And that's because of the flexibility. In the future, when you need to take money out of retirement, having a pot of money that's tax-free and having a pot of money that's tax-deferred gives you a lot of flexibility because when you need to take the money out, the situation, where you are in the tax bracket, everything else gives you choices to pick from versus if you only have the traditional IRA or traditional 401k, you really have no choices. When you take money out, it's going to get taxed at whatever rate is going to be at that time. It doesn't give you any choice to sort of manage down your tax bill. So as a general rule of thumb, I like Roth and tax-free vehicles because it gives you flexibility. But as far as when people should do it, it just depends on their situation.
Now, how about if people don't have that option at work? Oh, they make too much to contribute to Roth.
If they don't have that option for whatever reason, they can always, if they have money in IRAs, they can always do something called a Roth conversion, which essentially the IRS allows them to convert a traditional IRA or traditional 401k into a Roth version. They would owe taxes on the amount of money that they're converting as if you took it out, but there's no 10% penalty. And so you may want to do it anyway because you want to build that flexibility in. Another reason is if you have a lot of money in traditional 401k, that's going to lead to required minimum distributions down the road. And again, it doesn't give you a lot of flexibility. So you may want to do it even if you don't save a ton of tax in the future, again, simply for the flexibility, being able to sort of pick and choose what you want to use and when.
So in the end, this all comes down to flexibility?
It really does. One of the biggest surprise expenses in retirement, if you look at surveys, you know, people expect the health care and things like that. But the biggest expense that people really don't expect are taxes. I mean income tax. And so it's income taxes. People forget that, oh, yeah, when you take the money out, you save taxes all along your 401k. But now it's time to pay the piper, right? So you take the money out, you got to pay taxes, which can also trigger some hidden taxes like potentially taxation on your Social Security benefits, potentially get hit with surcharges on Medicare premium. So the biggest thing really is flexibility, giving you that choice to be able to, hey, I need to take this much out of this account, but I need more money, but maybe I can do it in a way that's tax-free. So, you know, out of the Roth or similar, so that I don't trigger some of these other charges, right? And so if you can be smarter about that, that ultimately makes your money last a heck of a longer than if you just felt like paying taxes. And by the way, if you feel like paying more in taxes than you're legally required to, don't let me stop you, right? I mean, if you want to do it voluntarily, I and everybody else would be more than happy to let you, okay? But I don't necessarily feel that need. And I don't think you should either.
So, Jack, about 30 seconds left. How can people reach out, Jack? Can they learn more?
Yeah, people can always reach me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ Longhorn, F-I-N, short for Longhorn Financial, or people can email me at jack@longhornfin.com.
Jack, appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. It's always great.
Yep, bye now.